That's the sound of a train pulling into Kennedy Space Center in Cape Canaveral, Florida. Its cargo traveled over 2,000 miles, and on board are two rocket boosters made by the Utah-based company Northrop Grumman.
Think of it as an engine, as a jet engine on an airplane, only one that has many, many more times more power and thrust.
That's Charlie Precourt. He's the vice president of propulsion systems at Northrop Grumman. The rocket boosters will help launch NASA's Artemis 1 spacecraft.
And there's one on each side, and each one is built up from five segments because they're so big they can't be shipped in one big piece.
The rocket boosters are part of NASA's brand new space launch system, which
will be the largest rocket ever flown.
This system is what will propel Artemis 1's unmanned spacecraft to orbit the moon. The next mission will send astronauts to stay on the moon's surface and research it. And after that, NASA's plan is to go to Mars. For Precourt, this mission is an important milestone in space exploration.
It was a game changer, frankly, for society, for the human planet, to see Earthrise of the Apollo 8 mission back in 1968, and then Neil Armstrong setting foot on the moon. But the next game changer, beyond proving to ourselves we could actually get off the planet and go somewhere and survive, is to find life elsewhere and to discover what does that mean to us.
NASA named the mission Artemis to mark its relationship to the first moon mission. Because in Greek mythology, Artemis is Apollo's twin sister. Precourt is a former astronaut himself.
And now I feel like I'm giving back because I'm working in an industry where we're producing the next level of capability for the younger generation to pick up the torch.
Precourt says the Artemis mission has the power to inspire a new generation of astronauts. For Utah Public Radio, I'm Shoshana Buxbaum.